Meditation. Isn't that something for those people that go about in wearing long robes and long beards? Oh, I've heard our minister mention the idea of meditating on the Bible, but I really don't know much about what it's all about. The idea sounds interesting, but I'm pretty much in the dark. Is that your situation? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to meditate on the Word of God. A few years ago, I was on a preaching tour in Europe, and one day in London, the schedule was free to do some sightseeing. Our friends had lined us up with a vigorous, athletic young man named David Limebear. David had known for some time that he was going to be the one to show us around, and had planned very carefully. He had gotten the subway schedules, and had planned exactly when the trains would arrive and depart from each place, and exactly how much time we could spend there. We would hop off the subway, run upstairs, make our way to the place of our visit. In a few minutes, David would announce it was time to catch the next bus or train. We went from one to the other, lickety-split, often running to catch the train to get to the next stop. Sometime later, my wife and I were in London, and we visited a few of these places again. I recall going into an old church that I had sort of jogged through the time before. This time, we went in, sat down, and absorbed the beauty and reverence of that sanctuary. This time, we saw it. It affected us. Now, meditation is a thing that takes time. You can't flip open the Bible, glance at your watch, allow yourself a few minutes, and rush off to something else. You must sit with your Bible open, absorb its beauty, let the Spirit of God speak to you. David speaks of this in Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. You'll notice what it was that prompted his meditation, love for the Word of God. That might be where you should start if you're having difficulty in practicing the art of meditation. Ask the Lord to give you a real love for His Word. Make it a definite matter of prayer. His Word is food for our souls. We grow as we feed on the Word. The Spirit of God cleanses our lives through the Word. Now you're clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. Christ uses His Word to bring joy to our lives. To help develop a love for the Word, go through Psalm 119 in a number of ways. One time, go through and notice all the verbs in the sentences that David uses to describe his relationship to the Word of God. Walk, seek, keep, learn, meditate, delight, stuck, run, trust, and so on. This will be a profitable exercise. Next, go through the same psalm and note the words that he uses to refer to the Bible. Law, testimonies, precepts, and so on. Then get a dictionary and look up each word and note the differences and how they apply to the Bible. Then go through the psalm and note what David asked God to do in his life through the Word. Three or four times through the psalm in this way and your love for the Word will increase. Remember, to meditate means to turn the Word of God over in your mind, to think deeply about it. And God makes many wonderful promises to the person who will take the time to meditate on His Word. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. May God bless you as you meditate on His Word.